One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Casper, the relatively friendly ghost.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? Because we like to hear them. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I have to say, she's one of the wisest children I know, Harper. That was a really great intro, wasn't it?
Yeah, such a wonderful intro.
You are a wise one.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to start jotting down the wise things that you tell me, like, don't summon anything, Carol. You know, things like that. So next time I try summoning something, I'm going to hear your voice in my head going, don't summon anything, Carol. What are you doing? Stop with the summoning.
Yes, I am averagely wise.
I know. You're as wise as the most average child. So you ready to hear a ghost story?
I definitely am.
Here we go. Now, this goes back to Casper, the relatively friendly ghost.
Why is it relatively friendly? I thought it was just friendly.
This one's relatively friendly. So we'll listen to the story and then you'll find out.
What did Casper do?
We'll find out. So here you go. Ever since I saw something I couldn't explain at the old Fort Boise Cemetery, I became interested in the paranormal. I've seen several things I can't explain. Nothing I felt was evil. While stationed at Fairchild Air Force Base in Spokane, Washington, I was living in base housing with my wife and two children. On several occasions, I thought I saw a shadow moving across my bedroom. As I turned my head to see what it was gone. Shadow person? I don't know. I was later stationed at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Mountain Home, Idaho. The house I lived in had a spirit living there too. We called her Casper. So this is where Casper, the friendly ghost, comes in. So it's not the Casper of cartoons. They had their own ghost.
Do you mean Casper, the relatively friendly ghost?
This is the relatively friendly ghost. It could be Casper, the mischievous ghost. We had a remote-controlled light and ceiling fan in the living room. The light and fan would turn on and off on its own. I thought it might be caused by low batteries in the remote, but it continued to happen after I replaced the batteries. The gas fireplace turned on twice, which scared the hell out of me. Seeing the orange glow of a fire in the living room in the middle of the night, That would be scary, wouldn't it?
Like, you get up to wonderful.
You get up to go to the bathroom, and it's like, what is that orangey glow coming out of the living room? Oh my God, the fireplace is lit.
Oh God,
that would be scary. Oh, and it says, I thought the house was on fire.
I would too.
Over time, my family became accustomed to Casper turning the light and fan on or off. If it happened, we would tell Casper to knock it off, and she would. My mother-in-law came to stay with us one weekend and slept on the couch. We told her about Casper the first night there and how she liked to turn the lights on. I showed her the remote and which button she would have to push to turn the light back off just in case Casper turned the lights on. I also told her to tell Casper to knock it off. She looked at me like I was pulling her leg. I think it's kind of funny when you have company and you have to tell them about your ghost. So if the ghost is messing with the lights, here's what you need to do. You can turn it back off here. Tell Casper, please knock it off. The ghost will knock it off.
It's like telling someone to feed your cat.
Exactly. It's like, while you're here, here's how you need to deal with the ghost. And then feed my cat a half bowl of this
exactly
a day.
Exactly, like 2 p.m. you can feed the cat.
Right. So at 2 a.m., I woke up to screaming from the living room.
Oh, that's great.
Guess who it was? Not Casper.
Oh, not Casper. Not Casper. Okay.
I went out to see the problem, and Casper turned the light on. My mother-in-law said she'd never stay the night again. This line cracks me up. I wanted to high-five Casper. Because he's like, awesome, my mother-in-law will never stay with us again. Casper, yes.
I'm sorry, the fact that Casper turned on the light for him or her is just awesome.
And it's like the mother knew, but obviously didn't believe anything the son-in-law was telling her. But, you know, would most people come to think of it if, now you or I, we would be like, oh, crap, I don't know if I want to stay here. But if somebody told me that, I think I would believe them.
Yeah, I would too. So I'd start out the door and push you back inside, but yeah, I'd believe them.
You're staying, Carol. Several months later, my wife woke me up screaming. She said she woke up and saw a woman standing next to her by the bed looking at her. I didn't see anything.
That's something.
That's different. I think that's totally different than Casper.
I don't think that's Casper anymore.
I don't either. So after Casper turned the fireplace on twice, I shut the gas off to it, which was a really, really good idea. We left the remote for the fireplace on the left side of the mantle. We were preparing to move, and I wanted to inspect the fireplace to ensure it was working properly. I turned the gas back on and looked on the mantle for the remote. It was gone. We searched the house but couldn't find it. Several hours later, my wife found the remote, but it was on the right side of the mantle. Now, my guess is when they were looking for the remote, they looked at both the left and the right side of the mantle. I don't think you would just be like left side only, because you would have looked all over the place for it.
Yeah.
Said, I never looked into the history of the house to find out if anything had happened, but we lived a block away from the cemetery, so I figured Casper might have been a wandering spirit. Casper never did anything to hurt me or my family, so we accepted her being there and kind of miss her since we've moved, Jeff.
So see, I miss Casper.
Casper, the relatively friendly ghost. Maybe, but maybe mischievous is the better word.
And maybe trying to burn down the house, but, you know, we miss her.
That's where the relatively friendly ghost part comes in, is the fireplace part. Because it does sound like Casper just, like, messing with people and turning things on and off. And so scaring the mother-in-law is kind of a funny prank sort of thing almost. But the turning the fireplace on and off, that could be dangerous.
It's something I would do.
Of course. We all know that. So you think that Casper, the relatively friendly ghost, and the woman standing next to the bed, I'm thinking totally separate things.
I'm thinking separate things too. I'm thinking kid and mom with the woman and Casper, because like one's like more mischievous and kind of like doing like little kid stuff. But then, like, the woman standing by the bed, I don't know.
And, I mean, that would make some sense because, like, the woman wouldn't want to leave her daughter, maybe.
Yeah.
Because they definitely refer to Casper as she. Like, they really thought of her as a little girl.
Yeah.
And it does have that energy of a little girl. And then, you know, the kid wouldn't know, the little Casper wouldn't know necessarily that that's dangerous to turn the fireplace on and off. Let's hear another story. You ready?
Yes.
I have a few stories that I would like to tell, all of which are true, but this story will be about the first time anything unexplained happened to me. I'll start off by saying that I and my father have always been able to feel things that most other people don't. I was about 5 or 6 years old. My dad took me with him to a mowing job in rural Virginia. I don't remember much from this age. I do remember this day entirely. We went to a pretty isolated piece of property that took about 10 minutes to get to along a gravel road. It was a small, old-looking house, and it had 2 barns. Since it was during the summer and wasn't near any roads or traffic, my dad decided to let me roam around the property. He told me nobody lived there anymore, but the new property owner would still like the landscape maintained. So as my dad began mowing, I started to walk around. I remember seeing bees and being terrified of them, so I ran up to the house. I stepped up onto the porch and began looking inside the house. I had a creepy feeling just being on the property, but an even more unnerving feeling while looking inside the house. I felt like I was drawn to the house and that I needed to go in. I checked the door, but it was locked. As soon as I turned around, everything seemed to go in slow motion. I saw a pale white figure with long black hair flowing in the wind. I knew it was a girl, but I couldn't make out any facial features. I saw no...
That's special.
Do you think it's creepy?
That sounds like the girl from The Ring.
Oh, yeah. It totally does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because he says, I knew it was a girl, but I could not make out any facial features. I saw no eyes, nose, or mouth. So that would be a little different. That sight didn't scare me. But after that, I just wanted to be close to my dad, so I followed him around while he mowed up until he finished. He loaded up the mower and put me in the car and left. That's all I remember about that day. It wasn't until years later that I brought up that house when talking with my dad. It turns out that he felt the same thing, and he revealed to me that on our drive out, he stopped at the nearest neighbor's house and asked about the property. The neighbor then explained that in the basement of the home, a man killed his daughter and then killed himself. That's horrible. When my father revealed that to me, my heart sank to my stomach. Years later, I still think about how that house made me feel. I felt dread, fear, and like someone was always behind me. Even more strange is that whenever I think about it, I get really teary-eyed. I don't really know why, but it just makes me cry. I don't feel sad, scared, or anything, so it doesn't make sense to me why it makes me cry. I would love your feedback and opinion on what I experienced that day, the things I saw, and the way I felt, Adam. It's interesting to me that he felt drawn to the house, like he was supposed to go over there.
It's interesting that too, especially with something so tragic that happened there.
And then turn around and see whatever that was. I guess it was a girl.
I'm going to guess the dead daughter.
And, you know, I always think too, like kids you can connect to. And the dad obviously picked up on something while he was there too, that it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But since the little boy, Adam, when he was little, was like, what do you say, 6 or 7?
I think like
5 or 6. Yeah, 5 or 6. So maybe he's still young enough that it was able to get through to him and he was able to see it. But it makes me wonder, like, why was he drawn to the house and why did he try to go in?
I almost kind of feel like it was like whatever was pulling him there was just trying to get him to see something that he shouldn't see.
Maybe that's it. Because that part kind of makes me think that dad is drawing him into the house and drawing him down into the basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But But maybe it was locked and then the girl was right there to kind of scare him away. I think it's interesting that years later he still gets teared up when he thinks about it, which makes sense considering what happened there. And then once you find out about it, and then you found out what had happened when your dad told you that years later, then that would just confirm that. That would be an intense sadness. Oh.
Yeah, that truly would be.
Yeah. If you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, you can sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.